Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:47, 13 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly to Greg Upton, our friend, associate research professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies. To paraphrase that mayoral candidate from New York years ago, the price of gas is too damn high. How you doing, Greg?
Doing great. How are you, Tommy?
Well, it is. I mean, that's just a layman's approach, but it is too damn high. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with what we face at the pump and how long we're destined to face that. Is it going to get better before, rather, is it going to get worse before it gets better? Seasonal demand, refineries, oil, Russia, Biden, blah, 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 blah.
Well, right now, according like the national average of gasoline that's being sold across the nation is about $4.93 a gallon. The good news for us here in the Gulf Coast region, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and really all along the Gulf Coast, is that because we're sort of at the center of all that economic activity, not only the refining capacity, but the oil production, it's about 50 cents a gallon less for us here. So that's kind of the good news. Markets are in what we call backwardation right now, and that's just a fancy term to mean that prices are anticipated to go down over the next year or so.
Tell me that again. Backward what, Greg?
Backwardation. So that's a fancy term used in finance and trading. Oh, absolutely. I make up things all the time, Tommy. I can make up whatever you want.
Me too. I'm right there with you. That's the only way to get through life, Greg. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And markets are anticipating that prices will go down by about $1 a gallon over the next year or so. So the kind of bad news is that the summer months are typically the higher demand months. That's when people are doing a lot more traveling. And so prices are likely to remain at this level through the end of the summer. And then once the fall comes, they'll kind of reduce. And then into next summer, although they will increase again, they'll probably again next summer be about $1 per gallon less than they are today. So that's what the outlook is for prices over the next year or so.
So where are we now, average?
So right now, nationwide, it's $4.93 a gallon. That's, according to what I was just looking at this morning. Louisiana, and of course, it's going to depend on the specific location, but it's about 50 cents a gallon less than that. So we're paying a little under $4.50 a gallon in that range here in our neck of the woods.
So if you and I were to talk a year from today, we would probably be paying
Probably between $3 and $3.50 per gallon. So that's what futures markets are projecting. And kind of the reason for that is, the price is high right now, and what that's doing is it's sending an economic incentive to oil producers to produce more oil, but also to refineries to expand some of that refining capacity. So we saw some refining capacity reduce during the COVID-19 pandemic, as you and I talked about, both the Alliance refinery and Convent refinery here in Louisiana, a shutdown during the pandemic. And what we're seeing now is a lot of refining capacity is trying to come back online and expand that capacity at existing refineries. And so as those companies economically respond to that price incentive, more production will come online, more gasoline will hit that market, and that will hopefully put downward pressure on prices. The other piece of it, of course, there's an enormous amount of uncertainty right now with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And Russia, of course, is the second largest producer of oil globally. And so as that situation is kind of markets adjust to this new reality, again, that'll put some downward pressure on prices.
All right, let's talk about this three-month federal gasoline and diesel tax holiday that the president's talking about. Democrats and Republicans both or neither liking it. Tell me what that would do, in your opinion, to the price of gas. Would it help or would it hurt?
So the gas tax, the federal gas tax, is 18 cents a gallon. And so, you know, if that gas tax were to be suspended for that 3 months, the maximum impact it could have would be 18 cents a gallon. But in reality, it's probably way less than that. And the reason for that, it's really two factors. The first is that economists refer to this idea of what we call tax incidence. And the tax incidence is thinking about, okay, well, this person pays a tax, okay? This person, like, actually writes a check to the tax man, if you will. But that is not necessarily the person that incurs the cost of the tax within society. And so what economic theory kind of projects is that when you have a tax, that tax is going to be shared between a producer and a consumer. And so some of that tax, of course, is paid by the consumer, some by the producer. And so if you reduce that tax, some of that benefit, of course, would come to the consumer. But again, some of it would come to the refineries, the gas station itself, the oil producers, et cetera. The other reason why the gas tax likely wouldn't have that big of an effect is because when the price of gasoline is high, that sends an economic incentive to us as consumers to consume less. And so if you reduce that price of gasoline, people will respond to that by traveling a little bit more. And again, that will put upward pressure on the price. And so, you know, this gas tax holiday, if it's implemented, you might, you know, be able to anticipate a few cents a gallon reduction in the price that you and I see at the pump. But it's just, you know, not really going to have a meaningful impact on prices relative to the $2 a gallon increase we've seen over the last, last year or two.
So not a really good idea.
I mean, I'm not going to say if it's a good or a bad idea. I'll say that it's probably not an effective tool.
Effective.
At achieving the stated objective.
That was the word have used, Greg. Effective, not an effective idea. Hey, real quick, you had a bucket list item?
A bucket list?
Something you've always wanted
to do? Gosh. Yeah, sure. So one of my bucket list items, my wife and I want to go see the Northern Lights one day. So we've been to Alaska and Scandinavia in the summer, but never in the winter. So that's something I want to do. Go to one of those places in the winter and see the Northern Lights.
With my luck, I'd go. It'd be cloudy. Thank you. I appreciate the time, Greg Upton. Time for traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.